Kaarro Hämäläinen, Peko, A Success Story. Translated from Finnish by Pamela Koskinen. Read by Mike Kempf. Recorded at Silencio in Helsinki, 2022. Dear reader, the book you are holding tells the story of a company named Peko. While it is without a doubt a success story, full of many exciting highlights, it also has its share of fumbles, troubles, and lessons learned. Above all, however, it is a story of hundreds of Peko employees and an epic entrepreneurial journey that continues still today. Our storyteller, Kaarro Hämäläinen, visited our factories and construction sites to interview dozens of past and present Peko employees. Deciding who to interview was difficult, as there were hundreds of good candidates. I would like to extend a big thanks to everyone who gave their time to make this book a reality. A special thanks goes out to my father, Jalo. He's the one who started this story back in 1965. This is a true story, and we here at Peko think it deserves to be told. We hope you enjoy this book. In Lahti, Finland, on the 15th of May, 2022, Toppi Paananen. Factory tour. I am first handed a neon yellow safety jacket with the image of a smiling, scruffy-looking troll on the back. Next, I am asked to don a pair of steel-toed safety shoes. I find my size from a maze of cubbyholes in the wall. The safety goggles I am given to complete the outfit fit poorly over my eyeglasses. It seems my nose and ears were only meant to carry one pair of glasses at a time. It is pouring rain outside. We slip through the door in the chain-link fence into the adjacent lot. Leaving the modern office building that serves as the company's headquarters behind, we walk towards a one-story metal hall, the first stop on our factory tour. We enter through a side door to get out of the drizzle. "I hope the alarm isn't on," my host Topi Paananen says aloud and gives the door a good pull. I expect to hear a loud noise or perhaps the sound of a siren, but I soon realize that the lunch break has begun and most of the employees are away eating. Only a few welders can be seen, finishing up their work. Somewhere farther off, I can hear the crackling sound of a welding torch and the clanging of metal bars.